Thank you, Madam Vice President. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the Nordic Baltic States. We thank the independent expert for his efforts and for his report. We also recognize and appreciate the presence of the Minister of Justice from the Central African Republic. We welcome the adoption of the National Human Rights Policy. We remain, however, deeply concerned about the extensive and serious human rights violations and abuses that continue to take place in the context of widespread impunity. We call on the Central African Republic's government to investigate all incidents and hold perpetrators accountable. Women and girls bear a disproportionate burden of negative social, economic, and environmental impacts while having less access to education, land, and entrepreneurship, as well as access to justice. Sexual and gender-based violence is widespread. Gender-based discrimination and exclusion from public and political life remain deeply entrenched. As we are approaching the local elections, we call on the CAR government to hold free, transparent, and fair elections, ensuring that they do not lead to discrimination, exclusion, or marginalization. President, how can the international community support the Central African Republic in ensuring full, effective, and meaningful participation of women in the upcoming elections, including as candidates for political office? I thank you.